Well, Pastor Daniel just told me not to worry about the time.
Daniel牧师就告诉我不要担心。
He said you are used to services that never come to an end.
因为我们很习惯很长很长的聚会了。
I feel like we have already had church today.
我感觉我们今天已经聚会差不多了。The
music has been beautiful.
崇拜非常的美丽。The
testimonies have touched our hearts.
那些见证让我们的心受到感动。So
much has already been said.
已经说了好多好多。And
I just want to say a couple things.
我就只想要说一点点东西。But
first, Pastor Andrew, thank you so much for the invitation to be with you this afternoon.
感谢李牧师邀请我今天下午。When
I became a district superintendent, I knew that I would have many jobs.
当我成为区监督的时候，我知道我有很多工作要做。But
I didn't know that I'd have privileges like this to celebrate God's kindness over many years to a church family.
但我不知道我可以经历这么多神的恩典在我们不同的教会的成长中。
Like Daniel said, everybody has already said what I wanted to say.
35
years is pretty amazing.
35年非常的令人赞叹。
And like Pastor Tim said, it's 35 years of stories.
就像Tim牧师说的，是35年的故事。
When I first came in, I met friends from Oakville Creekside Alliance Church.
当我进来的时候，我遇见了我认识的这个Oakville的教会的朋友。
And they shared with me that they met Jesus here in St. Catharines and now serve at our Alliance Church in Oakville.
他们告诉我说他们是在这里认识主的，然后他们现在在Oakville敬拜。
This is what happens when the church gets it right.
这就是当我们做合神心意的教会的时候会发生的美好的事情。
We've heard stories of others who have come to know Jesus and shared their testimony at the very beginning. Thank you for that. And to see the story of Jesus being shared with your family is beautiful and wonderful. And Pastor Andy, your story, your journey, was so honest and so vulnerable, and we are very blessed to have listened to you today.
然后 Andy 牧师，我们今天非常的感谢你，跟我们分享你人生中的这样的一个故事。And
you've taught us that many times life is amazing and remarkable.
就你告诉我们，很多时候生活是一个非常好的。And
sometimes it's difficult and complicated.
但有时候生活是非常困难的。But
God is always with us.
但是神不管怎样都与我们同在。Thank
you for your vulnerability with us.
谢谢你跟我们分享。
We will continue to pray for you and your family. That is the reality of life. Sometimes it's amazing. And sometimes it's really hard. But all the time, God is with us. And all the time, God is faithful. In Acts chapter 2, the passage that we just heard read for us so well, we have this picture of the early church. And I just want to remind you, what made the early church amazing is what makes the church today amazing.
我只是想要提醒大家说，初代教会会如此的美好的一些因素，就是现在我们可以让我们的教会如此美好的因素。
When we get it right,
当我们做合神心意的教会,
when we act and look like the church that Jesus gave his life to build,
当我们成为耶稣基督为这样的教会而牺牲，这样子他心意中想要建立的教会,
beautiful things happen.
美好的事情就会发生。
Lives are changed.
生命会被改变。
Stories are transformed.
很多很多人的生命就会被改变。
And we discover the truth that God is remarkable, good, and kind, and with us. I did not grow up in a Christian family. But down the street, there was an Alliance Church that did things for children, that ran camps for young people,
他们有年轻人的营会,
And by the sovereign grace of God,
然后因着神的恩典,
I went.
我就去了。
And I met Jesus.
然后我在那里见到认识了耶稣。
And my entire life was changed.
然后我整个人是改变了。
And in a service like this, where we celebrate 35 years of being the church,
像这样子的一个这样的一个庆祝三十五周年的崇拜。
I remember how grateful I am for the church that sought to be faithful.
我就记得说这些非常忠心的教会是多么的美好。
A church that welcomed me.
这些教会他们欢迎了我。
A church that loved me.
这个教会他爱我。
A church that taught me that God loved me.
这个教会他教导我神爱我。
And as a teenager, I began a relationship with Jesus.
在我还是青少年的时候，我就开始信耶稣。
That has defined and shaped my life like no other.
这件事情改变我的一生。
It's a beautiful thing when the church gets it right.
当教会成为合神心意的教会的时候，美好事就会发生。
It's not quite as beautiful when we get it wrong.
但是如果我们不合神心意的时候，教会就不怎么的美好。
Years ago, there was a lady in our community that was living a very broken life.
几年前有一个在我们的社区中有一个女士，她的生活非常的破碎。
She was involved in some of the darkest, most desperate, sad, sinful ways of living that you could imagine.
她的生活中充满了你无法想象的一些罪恶，一些肮脏的东西。
And at one point, she realized, I can't keep living like this.
但是在他人生有一个点，他就觉得说不可以再这样活下去。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
She met a lady from the church that I was a part of.
所以我以前教会里有一个姐妹，她就认识了她。
And this lady did not judge her.
然后这个姐妹她并没有去跟她说教。
She only loved her.
她只是爱她。
She invited her to come to our church one Sunday.
她邀请这个女士来我们的教会来崇拜。
And this broken woman looked at her with the most shocked look on her face.
但是呢，这个女士就看着她，非常的惊讶。
She said, "Why would I want to go to church?"
她说我为什么想要去教会
？I already feel bad enough about my life already.
我已经觉得我人生够糟糕了。
If I went there, I would just feel worse.
如果我去的话，那些人会让我感觉更糟糕。
Sometimes people think that's what the church is about.
有时候很多人都认为教会是让你觉得更糟糕的地方。
A message of love and grace and hope.
一个充满爱、一个恩典还有希望的一个信息。
Has been viewed as a message of judgment and condemnation.
但是在别人的眼里看起来好像是被歧视、被定罪的一个信息。
We are here today because so many people believe that the church was a place of hope and grace.
我们今天在这里是因为有很多人，他们相信教会应该是一个充满盼望、充满爱、充满恩典的地方。
The stories have been beautifully told today.
今天这故事是已经彰显出来了。
And they continue to be told.
然后这个美好的故事要继续的传扬下去。
So should the Lord not return?What will St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church look like 35 years from now?
所以如果接下来耶稣还没再来的话，接下来圣宣的下一个三十五年会看起来会是怎么样的？
I have great hope.
我有很大的希望。
We know now that Pastor Daniel is going to be here for another 35 years.
我现在知道吴牧师还会在这里三十五年。
Sorry, Pastor.
Oh, 李牧师会。
Daniel said he's staying for another 35 years.
他们都会在这里三十五年。
This is my hope for St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church.
所以这是我对你们圣宣的一个盼望。
It's the hope of the first church in Acts chapter 2.
就是对初代教会的这样的一个盼望。
These early followers of Jesus devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
这些初代教会的信徒，他们真的是完全的对神有深度的认识。
They devoted themselves to the fellowship.
他们对彼此的团契、彼此的关系建造有一个认识。
They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread.
他们彼此的擘饼。
They devoted themselves to prayer.
他们一起的祷告。
Great things will continue to happen in and through this church as you devote yourself to a personal daily walk with Jesus.
当我们每天都靠着神 都与神同行的时候，美好的事情就会发生。
We live in a world with lots of different ways of measuring a successful life.
我们生活在一个世界里，就是告诉我们有很多不同的方式来告诉你的人生是否成功。
But at the end of the day, there's only one thing that matters.
但其实最后只有一件事情是重要的。
That we learn to walk with Jesus.
就是我们学习与神同行。
Because sometimes life can be really hard, as we've heard today.
因为就像我们今天听到，有时候人生是非常困难的。
But God walks with us through the journey.
但是神与我们同在，与我们同行。
Acts chapter 3 reminds us the story of Moses and the burning bush.
在使徒行传第三章提醒我们，摩西和那个烧的荆棘树。
Moses is on the far side of the wilderness.
摩西在旷野的那一边。
He was very alone.
他非常孤独。
He was very sad.
他很难过。
He was very discouraged.
他非常的没有力量。
He had been the very prince of Egypt.
他原本是埃及的王子。
And now he's living by himself, taking care of animals in the desert.
他现在在牧羊，自己一个人在旷野里带着一群羊。
But God steps into his story.
但是神踏入了他生命中。
And he says, Moses, I'm here.
然后神告诉他说，摩西，我在这儿。
I have seen your pain.
我看到了你生命中的痛。
I heard your tears.
我听到了你的眼泪。
I see your misery.
我看到了你的惨状。
And I'm stepping into your story.
然后，所以我要进入到你的生命中。
Wherever you are at in the journey of life today.
不管你在人生的哪一个阶段。
God sees.
神都看见了。
God knows.
神也知道。
God cares.
神也关心。
And God steps into our journey.
而且神可以踏入你生命中。
We devote ourselves to Him.
我们对神有委身，有虔诚。
Because He gives us a strength that's larger than anything we could ever find in ourselves.
因为他给我们的力量是我们靠着自己找不到的力量。
Several years ago, I was visiting a dear friend of mine in the hospital in Calgary where I pastored.
几年前我在去探望我的一个会友，是曾经我牧养的，在哈尔加利。
And there was a friend there named Shelley who was in the hospital.
有一个人叫 Shelley, 他在医院里。
Shelley was very, very sick.
Shelley 生病生得非常的严重。
Shelley was dying.
Shelley 几乎要死了。
I went to visit with her.
然后我就陪着她去看她。
We were having a great visit, being beside her bed, her husband was in the corner.
我在这个 Shelley 姐妹的床病床边，然后她的先生在她边上。
And a new doctor came into the room.
然后有一个新的医生来到了病房里。
He had not met Shelley before.
他从来没有见过 Shelley.
He took the file at the end of the bed that showed all of Shelley's problems.
他从那个 Shelley 病床拿出了那个诊断书那些报告。
He kept flipping through the pages of all of the things that were wrong with her. And he would look at the page, and then he would look at Shelley, and then he would look further at the page, and he would look again at Shelley.
他就一直翻那些诊断报告，然后他会一边看，然后又看一下 Shelley， 然后又看一下报告书，然后又看一下 Shelley， 然后又看一下报告书。
And then he said this.
然后他说。
Looking at her health file.
看着他的这个检验报告。
He said this.
他说这个。
Does not match that. He pointed to her face.
这个完全跟你完全不符合。
He said your face does not reflect.Your health condition.
他说你脸上的表情跟你的病情完全的不符合。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢？
And Shelley smiled at him.
然后 Shelley 就对他微笑。
And she said to him, Oh, I've met a man.
他就说哦，因为我认识了一个男人。
The doctor looked at her husband in the corner.
然后那个医生就看着那个边上那个 Shelley 的先生，然后偷偷笑。
And Shelley said, not him.
Shelley 说那不是他才不是他嘞。
He's great.
他说可以他人很好。
But the man who's changed my life, his name is Jesus.
但是我遇到那个改变我人生的男人，他的名字叫耶稣基督。
And he gives me such hope and joy.
耶稣给我超大的希望还有喜乐。
The doctor very quickly changed the story.
然后那个医生就马上就换话题。
Does our face reflect the grace and the goodness and the kindness of Jesus?
我们的脸有表现出基督在你生命中的恩典吗？
Do people see Christ in us?
别人会透过我们来看到基督吗？
For 35 years, St. Catherine's has seen Jesus through the faces of people from this church.
在过去的35年，圣村的村民都透过我们的脸看到了耶稣。
May you be known for many things in this city, but known most for the love of Jesus that lives in your heart.
也许你在村里因为各种事情很出名，但是我们希望你是因着你心中有耶稣，你生命中有耶稣而被人知道。
She's a great preacher, by the way. This church was devoted to God, and secondly, they were devoted to each other.
第一个，这个教会是对基督委身的；第二个，这个教会是对彼此委身。
Not sure if you noticed, but three or four times in those verses in Acts chapter 2, it says they were together.
我不知道你有没有注意到，但是在《使徒行传》第二章的时候，好多地方都提到说他们在一起，在一起，在一起。
Here is the secret of St. Catherine's Alliance Church, Chinese Alliance Church.
所以这里是就是我们圣宣一个秘诀。
You are always better together than you could ever be alone.
当我们在一起的时候，永远比我们孤独的时候还要好。
We deeply need Jesus.
我们非常的需要耶稣。
But we also need each other.
但是我们也非常的需要彼此。
Pastor Tony came back to share the story of his daughter to say thank you for being with us in a really difficult journey.
就像 Andy 牧师他刚才跟我们分享说，他们家庭因为他女儿经历的事情有多么的困难，然后他是多么的需要我们为他代祷。
When life is hard, we need each other.
当生命进入到一个低谷的时候，我们真的非常需要彼此。
We need to know that there are people talking to God on our behalf.
我们需要有人在帮我们跟神讲话祷告。
And that gives us courage.
这就给我们勇气。
This church exists because of Hamilton Chinese Alliance Church.
就像我们圣宣现在有这样的现状，是因为哈密尔顿教会的这个弟兄姐妹。
Had a heart to reach the Chinese community here in St. Catherine.
是因为他们教会的弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
Hopefully the district helped out a little bit.
好了，然后还有中区的这个区会也帮助了我们。
We are always better together.
我们在一起的时候一定会更加美好。
The reality is that all of us feel lonely some of the time.
事实上是在我们的人生中，我们总是会有感觉很孤单的时候。
And some of us feel lonely all of the time.
然后我们其中可能有一些人是随时随刻的，真的觉得非常的孤独。
We're to be the hands and the feet and the heart of Jesus to one another.
我们应该成为上帝的手、上帝的脚，还有上帝的心跳，就是为了彼此。
The very best thing we can say to each other.
我们能对彼此说的最好的一句话是
，Is I am praying for you.
就是我在为你祷告。
The world will know. Saint Catherine's will know.
世界会知道，或者是圣村这个村会知道。
That you are followers of Jesus.
他们会认出我们是主的门徒。
By the love you have for one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候。
We are better together.
所以我们在一起更好。
As a district superintendent, it brings my heart much joy.
身为区监督，这件事情让我心中很开心。
To hear Daniel and Joseph and Andrew and others express gratitude to the Westboro Alliance Church.
就听到很多很多的弟兄姐妹牧师来感谢那个西宣的帮助。
You're better together.
所以我们在一起是更好。
It's not always easy.
不是总是很容易的。
It can get complicated.
有时候可能会很复杂。
Every person here who's in a family knows it can get complicated in family.
只要你有一个家，你就知道有时候家人讨论事情会越搞越复杂。
But we don't look for ways out of the struggle. We look for ways through the struggle.
但是我们不是说哦这样我就离开家里，然后就不管这些事情，而是说我们去寻找一个解决的方式。
Because we're always better.
因为我们在一起永远是更好。
There's one last thing about this early church.
在这个初代教会还有最后一件事情。
That is my prayer for St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church.
就是我对圣宣你们教会的一个祷告。
They were connected to God.
就是第一，他们是跟神有连接的。
They were connected to each other.
第二个，他们彼此是有连接的。
But according to verse 47, we know that they were connected to the community.
但是 透过经文我们知道他们还跟社区有连结。
It says they were praising God and enjoying the blessing of God's people. Verse 47.
他说赞美神得全体百姓的喜爱。
And it says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
然后主将得救的人天天加给他们。
We've listened to great stories today.
我们今天听了很多很美好的故事。
We've heard beautiful music.
我们听到很美好的音乐。
There's a really good chance we're going to have some good cake in a while.
待会大致大概会有一个很好吃的蛋糕。
So I'll be done right away.
所以我会很快就完。
But church isn't just about music and stories and food.
但是教会不是只是关乎于这个音乐、这个故事或者是吃的好不好。
We exist to share the message of Jesus with the world of St. Catharines and beyond.
教会的存在是为了要跟圣村村民宣扬基督，而且还要跟世界宣扬基督。
I don't think this is too much of a stretch to say this.
我不觉得这是一个很大的一件。
But you know why this church exists here today?
但你知道为什么今天这圣村存在吗？
Because 60 years ago there was a woman in Regina, Saskatchewan named Ruby Johnson.
因为60年前在Saskatchewan 有一个姐妹叫做 Ruby.
Ruby had a deep, deep love for Chinese people.
Ruby 她非常非常的爱中国人。
And she wanted Chinese people to be in heaven with her.
她希望在天堂可以看到更多的中国人。
And she started building relationships with people.
所以她就开始与中国人建立关系。
And in 1961,
然后在1960年
Ruby, with the help of others, began the very first Chinese Alliance Church.
然后 Ruby 跟他的一些朋友就开始建立了加拿大第一间华人教会。
Some who have hair my color.
有些人已经头发都白了。
I remember that the Reverend Augustus Chow came to be their first pastor.
我记得有一个牧师就成为他们的第一个牧师。
And today,
今天
there are I think 105 Alliance churches in Canada alone.
今天在加拿大，光是宣道会就华人的宣道会就105个。
Because a single lonely lady.
就是因为一个女姐妹。
Loved people enough to pray for them.
她爱人爱到愿意为他们祷告。
Loved people enough to build a relationship with them.
她爱人爱到愿意去跟他们建立关系。
Loved people enough to tell them about Jesus.
她爱人爱到愿意去跟他们分享耶稣。
Love people enough to start a church.
他爱人爱到他愿意开展一个教会。
And the Chinese Alliance Church across Canada is growing faster than any of our churches.
然后华人的宣道会在加拿大是比任何其他种族的宣道会还增长的快速。
You make up somewhere between 20-25% of our churches in the country.
比如说整个国家里20-25% 的教堂。
But you give somewhere between 35-40% of the money that goes to support our missionaries around the world.
然后给了35%是给全世界的宣教。
The Chinese church in Canada is alive and well.
华人的宣道会在加拿大是非常健康的。
And the Chinese church is alive and well in St. Catharines.
然后我们圣诗华人宣道会也是非常好非常健康。
Because you've been devoted to God.
因为你对上帝有热忱有委身。
Because you've been devoted to each other.
因为你们对彼此都有委身。
Because you've been devoted to reaching people for Christ.
因为你对传福音有委身。
As you hold on to those passions.
当你把这三个热忱能够紧紧的抓住。
As you devote yourself to being the church that Jesus gave his life to build.
当你委身愿意去建立耶稣要你建立的教堂。
There'll be many more beautiful stories of people finding Christ.
就会有更多更多的美好的故事是关于人他怎么认识耶稣。
Sharing Jesus with their families.
与你们的家人传福音。
Walking with each other in the challenges of life.
在彼此遇到困难的时候彼此的同行。
This is what the church looks like when the church gets it right.
这就是合神心意的教会能够看到的事情。
So Pastor Ander, to your team.
所以李牧师和你的同工们。
To this community.
到这个整个社区。
Pastor Daniel and others.
还有其他的牧者们。
Andy and his family.
Pastor Andy 还有他的家人。
Thank you.
非常感谢。
For trying to get it right.
谢谢你愿意建立合神心意的教会。
There are people that will spend eternity in heaven because of this church.
因为这个教会的付出，所以更多人在天堂可以见到。
That is quite amazing.
这是一件非常有意义的事情。
Devoted to Jesus.
对神为神。
Devoted to each other.
彼此为神。
Devoted to the people outside of this building.
对你的社区为神。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for all of us.
这个就是上帝在耶稣基督里对我们每一个人的旨意。
It always has been.
永远都是这样。
And it always will be.
以后也是这样。
Awesome.
祝福你们。